After 6 years of clinical trials, a vaccine that fights cervical cancer has finally been approved for use in mainland China. It's a cancer prevention breakthrough, and it won't break the bank. On July 18th, British pharmaceutical company GlaxoSmithKline announced that its Cervarix vaccine had become the first human papillomavirus vaccine to be approved by the Chinese government. Cervarix is administered in a series of 3 injections, and it has been approved in China for female patients between the ages of 9 and 25. The vaccine will officially enter Chinese markets in early 2017. Human papillomavirus, or HPV, is a common viral infection that usually causes few symptoms. Several strains of the virus, however, can lead to serious complications, including cervical cancer in women and other cancers in men. Cervical cancer is the second most common cancer after breast cancer among Chinese women between 15 and 44 years of age. According to a report released by the Cancer Hospital under the Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences earlier this year, over 30,000 people died of the disease in China in 2015. Preventative screenings and the HPV vaccine have been very effective in reducing the impact of cervical cancer in developed countries. China is currently home to 28% of the world's cervical cancer sufferers, but the introduction of Cervarix is expected to slash diagnosis rates. And Chinese patients won't have to pay a fortune to access the life-saving vaccine. A company insider said that 3 Cervarix injections will likely cost less than 1,000 yuan, or $150, in mainland China. Cervarix is one of only 2 vaccines currently used to protect against HPV. American drug maker Merck & Company also started conducting clinical trials for the HPV vaccine Gardasil in China in 2009, but insufficient samples forced Merck to delay Gardasil's plan to get licensed. But more vaccines may soon enter the market. 3 Chinese biotech companies have applied to conduct clinical trials. Market analysts predicted that if these products are approved for commercial use, the price of HPV vaccines could drop even lower for Chinese consumers.